You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
Hey guys, Randy Zuckerberg here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
Become an authority and thought leader in your niche. Join a free private community of entrepreneurs and professionals looking to grow their business and optimize their performance. Get easy to learn resources and materials that empower your personal and financial success. Easily accessible for free on desktop and mobile app. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to access now. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Enjoy the rest of the episode. What's going on, everyone? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. On this week's episode, we have Laura Egochiaga. What's going on, Laura?
What's going on, Alex? Thank you so much for having me on the show today, man.
Hey, listen, we did this last year. We lost the episode, got corrupted. We're here again. Thank you for being on.
For sure. Bigger and better things are happening. So I'm actually glad it got corrupted. Everything happens for a reason, man. And it's never a bad reason.
Yeah, I see you. You've been doing a lot of great work since we met. It's been exponential growth. I remember I came on and spoke to your event in Tampa. So first and foremost, let me give you a huge shout out because our episode didn't drop and all of these things took place, right? But you invited me to an event in Tampa.
Yeah.
With a group of people who did some great stuff. Everybody was out there doing some amazing stuff. And through a bunch of connections that I was able to make, through that being Lewis, one of the podcast guests that we recently had, Lewis Ryan Diaz.
Oh, he's amazing.
I was able to get connected to Grant Cardone, which...
Oh, he runs his podcast, right?
Not sure he runs his podcast right now, but he made an intro with the team and... We got Grant and Elena on the podcast, and that all stemmed back to meeting you and connecting with you. And sometimes the smallest things we do could have the biggest impacts on people's lives that we don't even know. And we're not even aware of it, but that good karma is like out there just going and going and going and going. And I think that's great. And I've seen you've had a really good year, in the past year. We're digital marketers, both of us. Some context for the listeners. We're both digital marketers. So we make money for companies online through our agencies. And right now, it's probably one of the busiest times of our careers just because of how the world is shifting with COVID and everything that's going on. So Laura, thanks for being on. Talk to us about what's going on in marketing right now. Talk to us about what you have going on.
Yeah, so I'm glad you mentioned COVID and right now is, I know you said busiest, but it's more than just the busiest time. It's the greatest time to be alive and be our age and being involved with the internet, man. Not only do we have the power of connectivity, we have the power to control people's minds and convince them that they desperately need your product and service to make it further in life. Anybody out there has courses as a product, even physical products. The way companies are out here marketing, the unicorn companies are out here marketing, is something that has never been seen in the history of humans. It's so powerful what's going on and how we can impact the masses right now.
It's amazing. Just the principles of marketing, right? Because a lot of people get into the business thinking, all right, I'm just going to turn some Facebook ads on. I'm going to turn some Google ads on and, I'm going to get my e-com store running. And you need the fundamentals of marketing, branding, copywriting, audiences, right? Vocalizing your message, your features, your benefits, ethical marketing, talking to people correctly, getting them something that they actually need for a problem they actually have and making sure that it's a good quality product. And now more than ever, it's easy for so many businesses, even local businesses, Think about how many people have Google Homes or Alexas, right? Just for local search, I'll ask my Alexa something and it'll tell me all the stores in my area that service that. And most of these people don't even know that they could just sign up on, what is it, Jetson AI and I don't know how many other platforms and get yourself featured on voice commerce. And I know you're big on messenger marketing, so that's been something big that we've had some common ground on. But it's the time to stop thinking that the internet doesn't work anymore, that social media doesn't work anymore. It's just too powerful.
It's literally the only thing that works at scale. Sorry. The only thing that works at scale.
Yeah. And if it hasn't worked for you, then you have to start thinking, all right, maybe it didn't work for me because I didn't know what I was doing or I didn't hire the right person. Right. But don't let the previous experience of getting burned in marketing or having a bad marketing experience dictate the rest of the growth for your company, because right now is the time to be online. Laura, talk to me about what you're doing with your agency right now. How are you guys helping clients scale?
Yeah, so I'm actually super glad that you brought up the fact that people just think that that if they can just turn ads on, that it'll solve all their problems. So just a little background on me, like my skill set, like what I'm an expert at and known for is media buying. You know, of course, since I've been doing media buying since I was 16. So throughout the years, I learned copywriting, building funnels, like offer creation, all that fun stuff. But I wouldn't say that's my expert skill set, right? So I realized that all these companies were contacting me because they want really good ads, right? But I'm getting these really high ticket deals just to run ads, but they're not converting as well as they should because they don't have an expert copywriter. They don't have an expert funnel builder. They don't even have a good offer. And that was what I saw as the biggest issues. And that's why I created Viral Growth Media, and I built a team of A players around me. So I brought in Jamie Duershuk, which pretty much created Jay Shetty. Like, I don't know if you know who Jay Shetty is, the Indian dude that he's like a spiritual guru, I guess. I don't know. He had a lot of controversy recently because I guess he stole a lot of quotes or something. I don't know. Anyways, she's a beast copywriter. She's amazing, and she's also a good friend of mine, and she's a part of the LGBTQ community, so that's dope. But anyways, I brought in a team of, so expert copywriter. I brought in Yash, which is an expert funnel builder, and then I have me, which runs all the ads. So what we do now is make our clients go through what we call our VIP weekends. So I bring the clients out. Right now, we're based out of Dallas. So I bring them in here in our office, and we just literally dive deep into their business, like for 3 days straight. It's mind numbing after the 3 days. I promise you, if you take one of these VIP weekends, your brain will not work after because it's crazy. I'm sorry, what?
They won't even know in which direction to head. There'll be so many things that they'll need the hands-on work.
No, seriously. So we do these big packages and do these meetings because it's essential to understand the brand story, to have the proper offer creation, to have your value ladder, right? Maybe your end goal is to sell a fucking $25,000 a year mastermind. Okay, well, how do we get there, right? We gotta bring in that low ticket offer of $97, get them to spend some money with you. Maybe it's a challenge, whatever, and then start ascending them through the ladder. Start selling them more stuff so that they become your ideal client to that 25,000 package. You know, like we show you how to not look for your ideal clients, to create your ideal clients. And that's what I've seen as to be the most ethical way to market products, because you have to actually provide results on the front end for your client to be successful. And I don't want to work with anybody that can't do that. So that immediately like gets rid of all these fake people out there, all these fake gurus that don't know what the fuck they're doing, and they're only selling a $997 course. I don't want to work with those people because that makes me unethical. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you. 100%. I agree. Those perfect client traits are very important. Like, you got to analyze who you're doing business with, because no deal is better than a bad deal. Exactly. Shouts to Chris Voss. We just dropped an episode with him, and shit, man, reading his book was insightful, along with many others, man. Consuming Jeremy's content, we were talking about Jeremy Haynes before we started.
Oh, Jeremy's dope.
Jeremy's the man. And man, my team and I have learned so much from Jeremy. So many thanks to him and his organization for everything that they do. But it's all about doing ethical work, right? All of us, I think, are on that specific wavelength. Like, we want to give our clients the best results that we can. And that's why people partner with us. And that's why people allow us to run their ads and handle their publicity. But ultimately, they need to have a great product. And not only that, a great customer service. Because it's not about just selling a lot up front. You could sell a lot up front, but it's going to get to a point where you're going to plateau and you're going to be able to fall back on your reputation. And if you have no reputation to fall back on, then you're a one-legged stool and you're going off to the side. So it's very important to nurture your client base. Like you're saying right now, we're creating interest. We're creating your ideal audience. Maybe they didn't know that they wanted to work with you, but now you've showed them and indoctrinated them so they could potentially be somebody that purchases from you. And if they purchase once, they'll purchase again and you'll continue to ascend them. And I think that not every company is going to have a high ticket offer, but I think that this model could work for both products and services, because as long as you keep your client base or your previous client base informed about what you do and how you're innovating, you're always going to be able to tap into that pool of potential customers like that have your, you have their emails or you have their phone numbers or you have them on Messenger. Remind them, show them your case studies, show them what's currently working and making people money. I love showing that stuff. I have it on my website. You could check it out on uadv.net/case studies. All the case studies of all the growth that we drive for people when we sit down with them. And Laura, I want to get your take on this. Listen, so lawyers, right? Surgeons, different types of professions that have hourly rates that could be considered a lot, like $500, $600 an hour. In our space, in the digital marketing space, it's not rare to see somebody potentially charging you $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to sit down with you and just do a deep dive, one conversation, maybe even a short one.
But I mean, personally, I charge $1,500 an hour. So yeah, it's not uncommon.
There you go. You charge, you're charging more than I do. I love that. I'm at $1,250, but what people don't realize is that that $1,250 is probably going to make you like 20, 30, 40, 50, 100K in the long run, because it's going to help you set up the foundation upon which your business is going to grow. And that in itself is everything. So it's very important to invest digitally into your company and not just give somebody an exorbitant amount of money because they asked for it, but because they have a good reputation. So what do you say about reputation?
Oh, dude, I think reputation is everything. Like, I won't work with someone if they don't have a good reputation. Like, period. There's nothing else to say. That's it.
It is what it is. Unfortunately, sometimes it's all love to people, but I can't help you right now. Like, it's not it, chief.
For real.
So tell me, what's moving right now? What opportunities are you seeing in the space? Because you mentioned copywriting, you mentioned content distribution, you mentioned funnels, you mentioned bots. Like, people are noticing, all right, we got to put money online to drive some customers, especially right now that everybody's kind of like indoors or like away from the masses. Like, what opportunities are you seeing on the table right now?
So every BizOp opportunity is fucking killing it for us on Facebook and Snapchat. So Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. I've been getting my feet wet a lot more on Snapchat and really transitioning. Let me read to you. We're actually transitioning over to Taboola, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube ads, and Google Shopping. So those are all the platforms you need to be on. If you don't know how to run native ads, you need to start learning, buy a course, whatever. I don't sell a course on it, so don't buy it from me. But go find someone that's selling something on native ads. The way I learn best is by spending money on the platform and actually doing it. But if you are a novice, I would recommend you look for a course. But definitely, BizOp is killing it. Low-ticket products on TikTok are fucking killing it. It's ridiculous. And I'm not even talking paid ads. I'm talking about just influencers.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset.
I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
I know we briefly touched on this. I'm hearing so much of this in the space. I almost have to talk about it every single day. What's going on with CBD? How can CBD be marketed online? What are some tips? What are some things to look out for? What are some ways to prevent your ad accounts from getting, you know, penalized and having issues moving forward?
So as of right now, I would not recommend you advertise CBD on Facebook or anything right now, just because Facebook, since COVID really started, it's been very sketch. I've had like 6 ad accounts get deactivated, and I've gotten them back, but like they were deactivated by accident, and my rep reaches out to me and is saying like, hey, I'm so sorry this happened to you. Like, there's literally no reason this should have happened to you. And they're having glitches within their own system. So I would, because CBD is such a gray area, I wouldn't even risk it if you're managing other products also. But whenever that's over, the best way to market CBD is with paid ads is all topical ointments, hemp bombs, nothing that's ingestible. Don't ever put anything that's ingestible on your ads. That's shit you should sell on the back end. So for example, one of our clients, what we did for them in the CBD space when we built out their funnel and their value stack. So we did front end free plus shipping on our cheapest topical lotions, which I think is like 10 milligrams of CBD. And it was free. Plus shipping, right? And then once they get into our system, they get sold some hemp bombs. And then once they either accept that or deny it, then that's when I go into the drops, the drop things and gummies and whatnot. That's when I go into ingestibles.
I love how in-depth you get. That's why I was looking forward to this conversation, because there's very few people I could nerd out with on certain shit when it comes to marketing, because like when you talk to somebody about digital marketing, like they get it. Yeah, boost a Facebook ad or some shit.
No, that's my biggest pet peeve.
It's an art. It requires a team of very experienced people, not just somebody that took a course and calls themselves a marketer. It requires people with heavy experience that have spent millions of dollars on ads and ran big teams to be able to successfully impact a company.
Yeah, I mean, just like based on my team. So based just on me, I've spent $10 million in the last 2 years on paid ads and gotten a client revenue of over $75 million. That's just me. My copywriter has generated over $10 million in the last 2 years just on emails. I'm not even talking about like sales copy or anything, just on like 2 email sequences. And then my fucking design guy / funnel builder, dude, off of one fucking pitch deck that he's done, that one pitch deck raised $300 million for a client.
You see that? You guys are right in the right rooms with the right experience. And that's why I tell a lot of people, like, just chill if things aren't planning out the way you're like you want them to be right now, because it's either you're not ready and you need to learn more, or you're around the wrong people. So once you start, dropping that dead weight, right? Cutting all those anchors, you start being in conversations of things that are very important within your space. And once you're in that echo chamber, it's very likely for you to be that one person or one of those people that gets considered for the biggest things in your industry. And that's where you could start making that real money that you see some of the people in your industries make. Don't be fooled by a lot of these clowns on social media that make you think that they're successful when they don't have any real track record to back them up. I encourage you to in an age of internet, in an age of hiring people online, do your due diligence and seeing what people have done, talking to people that they've worked with, getting your sources and lining it up correctly. Because if you partner with the right people, it doesn't matter where they are in the world, they're going to be able to drive your results. The sales team at my marketing agency, there's a total, including myself and Michelle, there's another 5. There's 7 of us, right? In different countries. And we have an entire sales process that works the entire week and keeps the agency alive and thriving, but it doesn't matter where people are. That's another big thing. People need to understand that we're living in a time where the world is interconnected in so many ways. And sometimes the person that's going to make you successful is 5,000 fucking miles away and there's nothing you could do about it. You just got to accept it and get some work done.
No, for sure. And I love that you just mentioned, like, you have a 7-person team and they work all over the world. Why does it work for you 24/7, right? Because you have systems and processes in place where everybody knows their roles, knows who to contact if they're having issues with anything. So my biggest shift since the last time we talked to now is the fact that I brought more people on and gotten more strategic with my systems and processes. And I don't know if you've ever read Robert Kiyosaki's The Cash Flow Quadrant, but I was able to more easily go from S to owner. You know, like, I'm trying to get myself out of my agency. I don't even want to do paid media. My passion right now is venture capital. I'm launching Viral Growth Capital in Q4 of this year. And that's my passion now. Paid ads is no longer my passion, but I'm so fucking good at it. I need to have people trained under me so that they can keep this business going. And I need to put the right people in place to keep Viral Growth Media alive and profitable and fucking getting killer results for our clients. But I want to focus my energy on venture capital.
I hear that. You have the spirit of an entrepreneur. You want to, like, the way I analyze it from, like, how I watch you move through your content and everything is that you just genuinely enjoy building brands, scaling brands, and seeing success. And venture capital has a little bit of all of that, because a good venture capitalist with the mind of a marketer as well is, it's a good combination. It's a good combination, especially at this time.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's actually been like I've always had this passion, and I saw this meme that said entrepreneurs are starters but not finishers, and that's why we need to outsource or build a team. And like, I'm an entrepreneur at fucking heart, you know what I'm saying? I just happened to learn a really profitable skill set that led me to the position that I'm at. But you're right, I want to fucking build businesses, not just to make a profit, but for purpose. Like, every business I fucking touch is going to be donating shit. Like, for example, I'm in the works of talking, let me get you the exact name because I want to give them a shout out on this podcast. And I think you should have him on the podcast. So it's this guy in your area, in Miami, Fort Lauderdale area, that has created a private school for lower income kids that are struggling. And he retrains them. Like, he's accredited by the United States to be a school. So it's not just like he just retrains them for whatever he wants, but he teaches them how to connect with themselves and how to be entrepreneurs in a way. And they have this free university after they pass the school. They have it's free because they don't pay tuition, but the tuition is paid based on them working. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Got it.
And it's so beautiful what he's doing, because he's specifically going for people that are marginalized. You know, someone like me. Like, if I didn't fucking go on the internet and learn my skill set, I wouldn't be living on the 18th floor in a fucking 22-floor high-rise in the fucking downtown Dallas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I think, and that's who we want to donate our percentage of profits to.
Is that a high school?
It's like kindergarten through high school. Like, it's a full thing.
I think I've communicated with them before.
It's like IMP or something like that. I don't want to get this wrong. So just give me a second. Let me find this guy. But like, people like that, like, I believe I'm making a change in this world and I'm making an impact. And like, I say I want to make more, but like, once I found this guy, I felt like it was the universe that brought him to me. You know what I'm saying? Because like, he really is like in the fucking field with these kids and making a genuine difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally face to face.
And it starts young.
It starts young, man. I'm telling you, if my mom and dad didn't instill in me that I could do whatever I wanted in life and I'd be successful, I wouldn't be where I am today. And think about how many like kids are told by their parents because of lack of love to themselves, right? Like the parents don't love themselves or believe in themselves, that they suck. Like they're never going to be anything in life. They're never going to get anywhere. Like, nah, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what you don't know. And if you've been told your whole life you suck, you fucking suck.
Yeah. So like for the people that scroll on social media all day and understand the Instagram algorithm, Facebook algorithm is going to show you what you're most likely to like or what you've liked before or what you've engaged with. So if all day you look at things about sadness and pain and suffering, right, then those are the things that are going to be coming up on your timeline.
Right.
If you look at things about positivity, growth, expansion, that's what you're going to see, right? So your brain works the same way. Like if you're growing up and you're constantly being fed negative data into your mind about how money's bad or how you can't make it or how you're not worthy or how society doesn't accept us or however it is that you want to see it, you have to get yourself out of that mindset, because anybody's able to do absolutely anything that they want. The only thing that keeps them from doing it is themselves. Everybody has the same 24 hours. Not everybody has the same problems, but everybody has the same 24 hours. And I can name you many people that have had some of the biggest challenges that you could ever imagine. And we were both in Tampa for SocialX, Nick Santanastasso. Like, all right, Nick is a badass. He does his thing and there's nothing stopping him. If you want to find out more about him, check him out and you'll see exactly what I mean. But there is no excuse. There's absolutely no excuse. So feed your brain positive data. And if some people around you aren't feeding you positive data and only negative data, then I think you know what you need to do. You need to probably put some distance between yourself and those people. And find a group of people who encourage you to do well. Like Laura's mentioning, the type of people she surrounds herself on her team right now, she makes sure to find the best of the best that also want to work with companies that give back and make a difference in the community. When you're in an influential figure, I believe it's your duty to at least try to contribute something positive towards the community that's helping you be successful. And if you could just inspire other people to do a little bit more, I think we would live in a completely different world. I guess that's why the podcast is called what it's called, Hustle Inspires Hustle.
Facts. No, for sure. And all right, so the organization is called MLMPI Preparatory Academy. It was funded by Daniel Pooter, which I personally met. This guy is amazing. He's like essentially a Tony Robbins for kids. Like, it's beautiful. I highly recommend you check him out. I would love to connect you with him and get him an interview on this podcast, because he's killing it, man. You got to go follow him on social media. Follow him on Instagram. It's MLMPIPA on Instagram.
I love that, Laura. I appreciate you always plugging it in.
Bro, you know, one thing I've realized in this journey of life, it's like, it's not about me. It's about getting people that deserve to be fucking put on a pedestal and putting them up on top of me. I don't even care about the recognition. Like, it's about like having a team. It's about also you got to pay your dues, but like give people the opportunity to shine. Like letting other people's fucking light shine doesn't stop my light from shining. And I think a lot of people like twist that shit and they think like, I'm going to blow out this light so I can shine brighter. No, like that's not cool.
That's crazy that you mentioned that, because we had David Meltzer on the podcast recently and he talked about that. Like, think about having a candle, right? And if you just go around lighting everybody's candle, everybody's going to be able to shine, right? You don't have to go around turning off everybody's candle. Your candle, once you light somebody else's candle, your candle is not going to go out. Your candle is going to stay on, right? And when you do that, the flame gets a little bit bigger and you have a nicer experience and you put out positivity. So yeah, I like that, because a lot of people try to put themselves down or like they don't want to see somebody else winning or they get upset. I get motivated, you know. Maybe at a younger time I'd be like, damn, I wish I had that or whatever. Like sometimes those thoughts creep into your head, but then you start realizing that, you know, good for them. God knows what they went through and what they've been through. You don't know people's life. You don't know what people are going through or have gone through. Just try to be as kind as you can be.
No, for sure. I 100% agree with you. And it goes back to what you were saying about the good karma. Like, the good karma just keeps stacking, man. You can't lose when you're just a fucking great person. You also have to, like, know where to draw the line once, like, great person and also fucking giving too much and you're a fucking idiot. You know what I'm saying? Or getting fucked over or whatever.
Yeah, but hey, but that's the whole point of life. Like, those, we start finding out those boundaries as we exist and as we, like, playing this game and we get better at this game, because ultimately it is a game. Like, we wake up every day and everybody's like, all right, like, what are we gonna do today and how are we gonna get it today? Like, everybody's on the same mission, right? Some more than others, but everybody's out there trying to get it. Like, what are you gonna do tomorrow when you wake up? That's the message I want to leave everybody with today. Like, what are you gonna do tomorrow when you wake up? Like, are you going to work? Are you going to sleep? Are you going to make an excuse and not get everything done? Are you gonna let people continue to dictate your successes or your failures? Like, no, like, wake up and get it done. So, Laura, let us know, how can we continue to follow your journey?
Follow me on Instagram, maybe TikTok. I don't know. I'm, like, thinking about getting my feet wet on TikTok. Are you doing TikTok?
I got, like, 2,000 followers on TikTok, I think. I haven't posted in a while. I did pretty well. I got a few hundred thousand views.
I got nothing. So follow me on Instagram, guys, at Laura Egochiaga. Follow me on Twitter. I'm fucking always saying shit on Twitter and always reposting really interesting companies that I find. Because especially right now that I'm actually... So for venture capital, I am going to acquire companies that are max doing $5 million a year and minimum doing $500,000 a year. So I'm on the search and I love, like, retweeting shit of, like, companies that I find interesting or whatnot. If you're into that, follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, well, thanks for sharing that. I know many of our listeners are working on some really cool things, and it's always good to know where to send stuff to get looked at or evaluated. Laura, appreciate you so much for being on the podcast. Guys, this is Alex Quinn, Laura Egochiaga, Hustle Inspires Hustle Podcast. See you guys next time.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle Podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuinn. See you on the next episode.